This is the very, very first episode of my newly created podcast. Now, I haven't really come up with a name yet, but actually, well, I haven't even thought about how I'm going to be hosting this podcast. I don't know if I'm going to actually make it a podcast in the sense that I will have it up on iTunes in a directory, or whether I'll just upload the recording onto YouTube. I haven't figured out the technical parts yet. However, the most important thing for me is that I actually start recording and figure that stuff out later. I can always figure that out and upload this podcast, and either way, it'll work out. So if you're listening to this now, it's all been figured out. But I just got to throw that out there because, again, I'm pretty excited to be here. I'm pretty excited to start this podcast. And what I want to do with this very first episode is introduce myself and just talk a little bit about what I anticipate to do with the podcast, or do with this recording, or whatever it is that I'm going to be doing. So again, my name is Ricardo. As I've mentioned already, I am 25 years old. I am currently a student at San Jose State, where I am majoring in linguistics. I'm going to be getting my bachelor's this upcoming fall. It's my last semester. I am going to be taking 20 units. So that is equivalent to 7 classes. So it's going to be pretty crazy. It's going to be a pretty crazy semester, but I can honestly say that I've been preparing over the summer. I've been preparing mentally, so I'm ready for this challenge, and I know that once I finish, if everything goes well, if I do everything that I know I should do and perform as I know I can, I will obtain my bachelor's, and that is what is going to keep me motivated. I do plan to continue going to school. I plan to go into the master's program in TESOL. That's TESOL, which it stands for Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. So my ultimate goal is to actually teach English or ESL to adults at a community college or at an adult program, adult school, whatever it may be. I do prefer to work with adults. I find that I can relate with them a little better. Not that I have anything against kids or teenagers, absolutely not. I just prefer, again, to work with adults. It's a different environment. But anyway, that's my educational goals. Other than that, some interesting things about me. I am actually an avid foreign language learner. I enjoy learning foreign languages for fun. It's a hobby of mine. I've been doing it for a few years now. Some of the languages that I've actually had the opportunity to study, I've actually studied quite a lot, but not every single one that I have studied. I've studied a good portion of time that I can really say I've taken a lot from it. But the more notable ones that I have studied include French, German, Russian, and Polish. I would say those are the four that I've really put in some time and effort to learn and study. And I can say a few things. I'm not particularly fluent in any of those. I would say German and then Russian come close. I got to a pretty good level in Russian, but I haven't studied it in a while, but I'm hoping to pick that up. German, on the other hand, I'm going to be taking German the second year, next semester, this upcoming semester, so I'm excited about that. I've actually haven't taken German since 2009, so it's been a few years, but I have studied it on my own since then, so I'm excited about that. And so the languages that I'm fluent in would be just English and Spanish. I grew up speaking those languages together at the same time at an early age. So that's, I guess, the most interesting thing about me. I do enjoy photography as well. I do enjoy walking. It's one of my favorite things to do, other than again, being at school, working, and studying foreign languages or taking pictures. I do enjoy taking walks. I'm an avid walker. I typically try to walk about 3 miles every day. Sometimes I go crazy and I'll do 6 miles or even 9 miles. It's something that I find, it stimulates my mind. It really gets me going and all that good stuff. So other than that, yeah, I do work a part-time job. I know I mentioned it not too long ago. I do work at a retail, so I if you don't find me at school or doing my hobbies, you'll find me slaving away at a department store, which I won't name just because I don't feel like it's important. But anyway, that's a little bit about me. Other than that, I can move on to the good stuff, the more interesting things. I mean, I know I'm going to be talking most of the things, so I just felt that, you know, it's important that maybe you know a little bit about me. Well, one more thing I should probably note. Where the heck am I from? I am from California. I reside in Santa Clara, California, which is close to San Jose. That is the more, known city in the area. So that is where I'm from. It's definitely a nice place to live. We have excellent weather, as I'm sure some of you might know if you live around the area, if you live in California, if you visited before, or if not, I'm sure you've heard. We do have good weather here, so I'm pretty lucky to be around here. All right, so enough about that stuff. So what the heck do I plan to do with this podcast exactly? Well, my ultimate goal, or the main thing that I want to involve this podcast, is that I want to create a personal development podcast. Now, this is a topic that has interested me for quite some time. I've actually wanted to do a podcast, and actually I have tried, but ultimately I failed about once or twice or three times. Yes, but I did fail. I tried it once before. I did about two episodes and didn't really go anywhere. And then I tried it with a buddy of mine, and we actually recorded quite a few, but it just didn't really pick up steam after that, and we didn't do it anymore. Now, you might be thinking, so why the heck am I listening to you? Why are you wasting my time if you tried it before and you failed? Well, since it is a personal development podcast, I will make my first my spiel here, or as we would say it in German, Spiel. Okay. you know, failure is definitely an important thing to be comfortable with. You know, you should feel that you can fail. You shouldn't feel that you have to be perfect always and succeed always, because sometimes failure is the only way you're going to be successful. But I don't want to go too much into this topic. I definitely will bring it up again at some point, if not many times in the near future. So anyway, yes, I do plan to actually stick with this, because I feel like I have a better vision and a clearer perspective on this podcast and other things. So I feel like I'm really going to stick with it this time. And if you're listening to this for the first time, and you're not listening, you see other episodes up there, then you know that I've stuck through it again, which I definitely hope to do. So yes, personal development, again, it's a thing that has interested me for quite some time. I'm always looking for ways to improve myself as a person, because I believe that everybody has that room, or that opportunity, you know, that room for improvement. You know, there's never, you know, none of us are perfect. So, you know, we shouldn't just be complacent where we are, where we stand, and whatnot. So, you know, chances are that's why you're listening to this podcast, or why you decided to look for personal development, motivational, inspirational, self-help podcasts, whatever it is. You know, you're probably looking them up for that very same reason. And that's how I am exactly, actually. I'm an avid podcaster, podcast listener. I guess you can call me a podcast junkie. So, you know, I am always looking for great podcasts to listen to, and I have picked up quite a few that I'm a regular. I do listen to it, you know, about every day. I listen to a podcast. So again, you know, my goal is that I have learned a lot of things from many of these podcasts. So you might be developing yet another thought and thinking, well, what separates you from these other guys and gals that, you know, have been doing it for some time now, that have developed a pretty good following, have, you know, all this reputation, and you're just starting off? Well, you know, they definitely do have a you know, they're in a better situation in terms of their content and even their knowledge. I will admit that I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be an expert in the personal development field. I sort of just started really getting into it recently. But again, this is what I hope will sort of separate me from the other podcasts. I'm sort of in the beginning of my journey through personal development. So by listening to me and following my journey, you will see me develop as a person, you know, over days, weeks, months, years, you know. So it'll be an interesting, I think, journey to see how I change. And at the same time, as I go through these changes, I plan to share, you know, my experience, the things that I go through, the things that I come across, the obstacles that I have to overcome, you know, those brick walls that are standing in front of me, you know, that are in my way of success, all that stuff. So I really believe that this podcast will be interesting, again, because chances are I'm just like you starting out, you know. We can do it together. Why the heck not? You know, sometimes we need that extra person, that motivation to keep going. And, you know, we can be like partners. We can share each other's, you know, stories and personal development. I actually do have a blog that I started not too long ago. And this is, I guess, what I might end up calling my podcast. It's the website is languagewonderlust.com. That is I'm sorry, that's totally not right. I have to step back here. Now I'm doing this freestyle, so I'm not going to go back and edit this. See, there you go. That's, you fail and you learn from your mistakes. So the actual website is wanderlustlifestyle.com. So that's wanderlustlifestyle.com. And basically, I have already started blogging at this website, wanderlustlifestyle.com. I have a few posts already as of August 5th, 2013. I'm going to be writing a lot of my thoughts on there. My journey. This might complement my actual blog. This audio part will complement my blog, definitely, I should say, in terms of the things that I learned from personal development, my journey through it. And again, I plan to read several books. I'm currently reading a book. Unfortunately, I don't know the name of it at the top of my head. As a matter of fact, I will find out right now as I open my Kindle app here on my MacBook. But while this is loading, I'll continue on here. So again, you know, what will separate me from the rest of the guys is that, again, you're listening to this perhaps as a person that's just developed this interest in personal development, or again, you might have started already and you're just looking for extra motivation or resources. So again, it'll be like we're going through this together. I'll share what I learned, and you can actually go on my website and you can leave your own story as well on any comments. You can leave it as a comment on any blog post that I put, or even on my About Me page. You know, just write about yourself, write about your journey. We'll get to know each other, you know, by first name, on a first name basis. You know, why not? I think it'll be an excellent community that we can develop, you know, together. So it's not just me creating this thing. I can't do it on my own, definitely. You know, what's the point of me just sitting back and talking on this microphone here to myself, or while nobody's sitting around listening, you know, just talking to myself, no one's listening. It's not going to get anywhere. So I do really believe that my success is going to come from you, the listener. So I do, again, encourage you to stick around, listen to more of my podcasts, and again, you know, we'll see where we go. Again, we'll develop together, we'll fail together, we'll succeed together, and we'll definitely, again, grow as individuals. So now that I do have the name of the book that I'm currently reading, before I talk about it, this is another thing that I plan to probably do with this podcast. I'm still sort of tinkering with the idea of the podcast and trying to refine and just come up with things to talk about and what I'm going to involve. And one thing that I do really want to do is actually do like a book review on personal development books and just talk about some of the things that I learned, some things that might be helpful to you, that was helpful to me, and, you know, just have a discussion about it and whatnot. You know, why not? So the book that I'm currently reading, it's called The Miracle Morning, The Not-So-Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 a.m. by Hal Elrod. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. It's a very interesting book. So basically the idea of this book and the whole message behind it is, you know, just, you know, how to get most out of your day. And the theme basically is getting up early in the morning. You know, getting up as early as possible. Well, I shouldn't say as early as possible because, you know, that's not going to work out. So basically just getting up early. For me, I'm not done reading the book, so I'm still, you know, learning a lot from it. I'm more than halfway done with it. I don't think it's very long. It's a little over, maybe close to 200 pages, a little bit under that. I don't exactly remember. I have the Kindle version, so it's so it doesn't really tell me the pages here. At least I don't think it does. But anyway, I've been following this wonderful piece of advice here. I have been waking up for the past 3 days now. I'm on my third day of waking up at 5 a.m. I know, crazy. I can't even believe it myself. It's amazing, really, to think that I can actually and have been able to do that for 3 days in a row. So if you read my first one of my first blog posts, I've actually sort of talked about this already. So I don't want to go too much into it, since this is basically just an intro podcast. Again, just talking about, you know, things about this, you know, just what I plan to do with this podcast and whatnot. But I'll just mention it just a little bit here. Waking up 5 a.m. has been very helpful and has really given me the energy to do the things that I wanted to do all along. You know, and one important message I learned is, you know, the way you start your day is how your entire day is going to be. You know, it's going to define your day. You know, if you wake up early in the morning, I wake up at 5 a.m., go for a walk or go for a jog, you know, for 60 minutes. And I come home and, you know, everybody's still sleeping at home. And, you know, it's still pretty dark outside. It's really amazing. And from the last 3 days, from my experience, I will tell you the days seem like they, you know, like I get a lot out of the entire day, you know, to no surprise, obviously. And I feel unbelievably great. It's really amazing, truly amazing. You would think that I would feel sleepy, that I would feel tired, but right now as I sit doing this podcast, it's 12:55 a.m. and I've been up since 5. That's what? That's 8 hours. Can't even do my math right now. I'm pretty good at math, but I'm too excited. I can't even think straight for the simplest things, but yeah, I've been up since 5 a.m. and I cannot believe that it's barely going to be 1 p.m. It's a really amazing feeling. And, you know, I've actually done quite a lot. I've written a few blog posts. I've actually started a forum for this is a separate thing. I've started a language forum, a language learning forum, you know, and I got up early and I was working on it today. In 1 hour, 2 hours, I got quite a lot done. I got it up and running from scratch. And, you know, it just truly amazing how much you can get done from waking up early. And again, that's not the only benefit. You'll feel great throughout the day. I mean, not until, you know, 10:30 at nighttime, you know, I start to get sleepy, but, you know, that's perfectly normal. That's a good time to go to sleep. I actually ended up going to sleep at 11:30 the last 3 days, which, you know, still gives me 6 hours. I try to go to bed by 11, sorry, and I have for the past two out of the 3 days, I should say. So 6 hours to me has worked perfectly. I'm not going to say that it's going to work for you, but that's something that you have to find for yourself. But, you know, try to wake up earlier than you normally do, you know, whether it's 1 hour, 30 minutes. Just if you feel that it's going to be something hard, you know, just take baby steps. Just take, you know, 1 week, do 30 minutes earlier than you usually wake up, you know, just until you get till about 5 or 6 a.m. And trust me, you'll feel great. I'm really looking forward already till, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's morning already. I mean, it's really, you know, it's really amazing just how this has worked for me. And of course it's worked for many people, even from the book that I've read. Hal Elrod mentions how there's, you know, many, individuals, a lot of, CEOs and people that are very successful, they actually have a morning routine. They wake up very early, get things done, very productive. So, you know, it's definitely something that people do and has worked for them, again, to their advantage. It's people have been successful with it. And again, people that are, you know, pretty, I would say, important figures in today's world, people that are out there making a change, getting things done. So, so basically that's what I plan to do with this podcast. Again, you know, just, this is sort of like a sample, you know, maybe, just sort of like a broad sample, I would say, of what I plan to do. So again, you know, please join me on this journey. I'm very excited to start this, and I'm looking forward to continuing this and getting feedback. I know the feedback, once I get somebody, you know, saying, you know, this is awesome, or, you know, good job, something like that, some word, you know, a word of encouragement, whatever it may be, would go a long way. It would definitely encourage me to keep going. But again, you know, hang in there, listen to this, and, you know, maybe I'll help you even get motivated to make a change in your own life. And, you know, that'll make me feel good that I'm helping others. And not only will I feel good, I don't believe that it should be one way. I believe that it should be mutual. It should be, you know, a two-way channel here, that you feel great about helping somebody else, but also that individual feels great and feels awesome, feels, you know, really fortunate to have been helped by somebody, and it benefits them for the good, for the positive in their life. So again, that's basically what I want to do. And I think I'm going to end this podcast now. So thanks for listening. I do, again, hope to record a second episode very soon. And I promise you, I will try to be a little more organized next time, you know. So so it's a little more professional, perhaps. But even then, you know, why not? I'm going to do this thing. You know, why not? What do I have to lose from spending 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, recording this podcast? I have absolutely nothing to lose, you know? So I'm going to keep doing it. And again, thanks for listening. And I hope to have you around for future episodes. Follow me on my journey. It will be fun. We will do it together. Thanks for listening. This is it for today. Thank you. Bye-bye.